Listen, listen for the echoes of your hopes and dreams, your fears, your overwhelm, your boredom.
Martin Lisinski was wounded in Vietnam in the early 1970s as the war was winding down. Writing has been one outlet that has helped him come to terms with his battle wounds, both physical and mental. Here's more of the poem, Combat Paper, from his collection, Beyond the Reach of Reason.
This paper, its history, its past life mute. This paper, beaming the potential of the blank page. This paper, awaiting tales of the new life embraced, explored. Compost your baggage into nutrients. Reset your course by unfamiliar stars. Strive for reconciliation, for gentleness and generosity, the untasted flavors of laughter and of love. This paper with a front and a back, evoking the outside and inside of the uniforms from which it's made. For days, riding the pendulum of anger and numbness. Nights, a replay of alarm and loss. How clean the self now standing naked without the uniform. Camouflage removed, standing naked, bare naked. A clean body, a smile. Yet what failed to scrub clean? Launder the uniform, soap and shower the body. Yet cogs remain in the mechanism of self. The very uniform you wore into action pulped into this blank page. As you, from conscription through enlistment, now standing naked before your future. Yet as this paper has fibers, possesses textures, what you remains, having been molded, assaulted, discharged, but not into peace. I run my fingers across this paper, yet wish they could massage your soul. The places we can't scrub clean remain, unknown to others. And our voices never rise above the hubris of war. The drumbeat of those who do not know, who do not risk. The march to sacrifice, if not of life, then at least of self. The places no one else will ever see. What gravitational forces propel your reshaping of self, your steps into possibility, into unrecognized wants and needs? We hold this paper, what was once worn into battle, now a blank page, silent about self, open.